Right, so what's the difference? Question is, what's the difference between the Yachid and the Tzibur? Right, let's take Rosh Chodesh. What's the difference between the Yachid and the Tzibur? According to the Rif, the Yachid is not Mevarech, but the Tzibur is. Right? The Yachid is not Mevarech, but the Tzibur is. But yet, he says, if the Yachid starts with a Bracha, he finishes with a Bracha. Right? That's the way he's learning the Gemara in Tainus. But he holds there's no reason for the Yachid not to say it. Right? Doesn't make sense. He'll say Yachid shouldn't say Halo. But that's the way the Ram has it, right? The Yachid shouldn't say it. Correct? What does Ram say? Ram just says he should. Ram says the Tzibur doesn't. Even the Tzibur doesn't make a bracha. So when it means Lo Yaschil, it means shouldn't say it at all. All right, so let's take the Rama for a minute. So what's the difference? So how's the Rama learning? Why should it's just Kriyas? It's funny. It's a little bit inverted, right? And the Rambam is saying it's just Kriyas Pesukim Ba'alma. But yet he's saying Yachid shouldn't say it. So what's the difference between Yachid and Tzibur? Let's take the Rambam. What's the difference between Yachid and Tzibur? Why is it Tzibur allowed to say it and Yachid's not? So I mean, I think it has to do with the Indian we were discussing yesterday. That you don't have a right to just be a mishabeach on your own initiative. There's a problem with that. So apparently the Ram seems to be learning that Tzibur is different than Yachid in terms of the heter. How? Right. No, he held that the Tzibur has a certain superiority over the Yachid, in that it removes one element of an individual choice. Of like an individual choice, you're saying that I am right for this. But Tzibur, you're not doing it. The recognition that you only do it with Tzibur, the idea of doing it with Tzibur is part of the is showing you. It's part of the idea over here. That we don't really, we're not saying individually we're roy for this. We're saying it's an important thing in the Am to recognize. But b'yachid, we wouldn't do it. But if you start, you should finish. Why? Why? Im hischil gomer. What's the Lashon Ram on that? He just says, it is a funny thing. Right, I mean, it's a funny thing. You started something in the wrong. You did something wrong, and so you should finish. In other words, the shevach itself. It's not that the shevach of the yachid is wrong. It's not that we say yachid shouldn't do it because the shevach of the yachid is not a proper thing to do. It's that they can't institute. You can't have that. The minhag can't be. Is the minhag is not chal? Can't be chal on the yachid, because that would be a problem of. You don't have the right, in terms of yechidim, to take upon yourself a kriyas halal. You have to recognize only through the tzibur. But Lamaisa, once you're saying it, you are osek in an inyan of shevach. It's not like a mitzvah baba verovia. You understand? It's not that there's something wrong with the kriyas yachid per se. But it has to be. But in terms of the way halel on Rosh Chodesh is instituted, it's instituted. It has to be instituted in a way that limits it to tzibur. So in terms of lo yaschil means that can't become the minhag, because then it would undermine the idea of you need a matir for to be mishabeach, right? But once you're doing it, there's nothing wrong with the kriya per se. The only thing that would be wrong would be to have an unlimited minhag of kriyas halal. So the fact is that it's limited. Whether you say it or not doesn't change the fact that it is limited. You understand? You can't say, I'm going to do it, because then everybody can say they're going to do it. You understand? Then that would mean that it's unlimited. But as long as there's the institution of Betzibor and a limitation on the Yochid, if a Yochid by accident does it, that's not going to, that doesn't alter the way that Halal is instituted in Rosh Chodesh. As the Rambam holds, there's a din of that the Halal has to be instituted in a limited way. It's not a problem of the actual Kriya of a Yochid, but it has to be limited in its institution. Now, if you say anybody can say Halal whenever they want, then that's unlimited. But once it is limited and the person made a mistake and said it, all right, it doesn't matter if he should finish, because he is actually osik in something. That is true. But tzibur is a different phenomenon. Like the Rabbeinu, what was it, the Drush Saran. Drush Saran, we did a few years ago, Drush Saran on Brachos. Anybody who was around with this? No? A couple years ago. So he says that tzibur, he talks about tefillah b'tzibur. So he says that tzibur is greater than the individual, the composer, because it has different qualities, different positive qualities. That you come with one quality, he comes with another quality. Together, they're an entity that's roy to help each other achieve greater things than they could individually. So there's a certain schus of the tzibur. There's a certain schus of tzibur. Taking the best of everybody. As long as it's guided towards the right thing, you'd be taking the best elements.
So don't see why.
So you can say, "Betzibor, we recognize that we need the help of everybody to achieve the madrega of true shevach. But on our own, we can't initiate, we can't institute. Say we're kulam tzaddikim over here. Everybody's roy for a personal shevach." It's part of the recognition. Limiting it to tzibur is part of the recognition of the reality that we're limited in terms of our ability, and it's something that we have to aspire to, and we express it through the tzibur, through joining together. We can elevate ourselves to be roy. It's better to do the shevach. Once you started by accident, now you simply have the shevach, and you still are mindful of the matir. Now, the point is like this. Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, here's a good way to put it. Question is the matir the kriya b'tzibur, or is the matir is there a matir of the recognition of tzibur? No, is it a din that it cannot be read other than b'tzibur, or is it a din that an individual can't read it without recognizing that individually he's insufficient? So if the din was in Rosh Chodesh that it's like a davar shebekdusha that only exists, the kriya itself is a kriya tzibur. Then if a yachid started, he should stop, because he's not doing anything. It'd be like if a yachid started saying halal today. He should stop. Right? But the Rambam is learning it's not a din that it was instituted as a maisa tzibur. Not like a kaddish or kedusha. But that the individual can't be korei without the recognition that he's insufficient on his own. That idea was implanted in the structure that it should only be read, that it's only read b'tzibur, right? Because you need to be makir the tzibur as an entity.
You say that Goldberg takes care of that, because since he's not Goldberg, he has that recognition even while he's reading the Shabbat.
But the tzibur itself is not going. Tzibur itself is not going. Okay. Yeah, but Rabbeinu Yonah is a little different, right? Because he's saying, he holds you make a bracha. Right? Because he holds if you weren't making a bracha, No, no, I'm sorry. Rabbein Yonah himself. What Rabbein Yonah hold? He holds that Tzibur makes a bracha. Right, I mean, you could say the same thing. The only thing is he holds, right. It's a little bit complicated. You don't know why he holds the Tzibur makes a bracha. That's a separate issue. Yeah, okay. Good? Still good? Okay, good. Let's go weiter. Next, Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal. Learning. Right, so Rabbeinu Yaakov is learning that this Gemara means a Yachid Dafka. And he holds if it was just a Kriyas Psukim, there'd be no reason to be Mafsik. There'd be no reason to not be Mafsik. Right? He doesn't hold from the Svar of Rabbeinu Yonah that there's an Inyan of Sheva. He holds the whole Hefsik is really in the Bracha. It's not in the Hallel at all. Not in the Kriyas Psukim of Hallel at all. It's that the brachos smuchos. You have a smucha. You have the bracha in the end is samach to the bracha rishona, and you have no right to be masik in the bracha.
Just like
Oh, so you need a matir. So Chazal can structure what the matir is, but you need a matir.
Yeah, but even now that we're dealing with strict halakha categories.
No, but even that hefsek, even if you spoke between the two, you wouldn't just sicha batela. It wouldn't ruin the bracha. It wouldn't sever the bracha. But you just since the inyan is bracha now. It was the inyan is bracha. Now you have an inyan of bracha because you have a bracha that you start and a bracha that you finish. The inyan is not the psukim. The inyan is the bracha. So now it's just the old question. I have an inyan of bracha. When I'm the Socha Inyan, I finish this bracha and I have to do something else. Can I speak? Oh, because how does he know that you make a bracha? That's what he says. He says he learns that this case is really talking about a yachid, right? And v'dayek mehai dehacha shasa lifts like b'sicha b'teila. Right?
Right. There would be no reason if it wasn't a bracha.
Right. Good.
Didn't it bring up the possibility that bracha makes that's a certain kind of root such that you can't break it?
I don't believe that way. You could say the other way. But it's still as funny to say. You could say that if you're making a bracha on it, it must be that it's something.
Not that
the bracha will make it something. Because bracha is not makvas. Bracha doesn't make it something. Good.
Okay.
Masha amru yachid lo yaschio.
Lo nemar al ha'al al derosh chodesh. Ukiyotibo. El ha'kachoyim. Sheha'ik.
Right. So he's learning that Gemara in Rosh in Tainus is talking about establishing a new Hallel, right? It's talking about the establishment of a new Hallel. So what does it mean that the Iker Hallel is really established on every tragedy that should not befall upon the Tzibur? And when it happens, L'chol Yisrael, right? And then, Hoya Kosh Baruch Hu Oseh Imoyam Neis, and they're saved. So then they make a Yom Tov, and they make a Hallel, right? That's like the Gemara talks about the Megillah and Pesach. How could you not say Hallel? How could you not say Hallel after such an event? So, yeah. Hoya Chayovin Levorech Al Kriyaso. Certainly, there's no question about it that the number of Hallels that we say is not fixed. It could be many more Hallels added. There's no question about it. Because it's Niskan that way. That Al Kol Tzar V'Tzar, Shlo Tavo Al Tzibor, that if something happens and then they're redeemed, they institute Hallel. It's an ongoing mitzvah. Right? It's an ongoing mitzvah. L'doros, mash l'doros. So that's like the Rush has that in the brachos. Why do you say al? Why do you say what has he have over there? What do we say? L'kros al? Why don't you say al? Why don't you say al? Why do you say le? Right. to use that part in this teretz, because it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. Whatever the svara is, however that svara works out, right? Meaning to say that this is just a maisa of a broader institution of challah. This is not like the representative of challah itself. Anyhow, so v'hayu chayav and levoyach al kriyaso af pishu lo hayu gomlo so. Why is it v'hayu lo hayu gomlo so? Why wouldn't you be gomer? That's strange. Why would you not? I'm not sure what as far as we hold. You can't add full hollows anymore? I don't know. Let's see if they could have instituted it either way, but either way you'd still make a bracha. It's not clear to me what as far as, but anyway, go ahead. So he says the Iker Takana is modeled on the Pasuk. Right? That it's a national crisis. A national crisis. But a nace that happens to an individual, there's no Takana to say hello. Yeah, that's strange. That's a tougher shot. That what? That if there was an individual who had a nace occur to him, but he says later, an individual doesn't mean a real individual. So if a group of people were in some terrible situation and then were saved, they don't have a right, al pi takona, to institute an amiras halal. It has to be a national crisis. Right? I mean, that's the question. The Ramban brings up the question in Megillah. By Megillah, what was the national crisis in Purim? Were most of the Jews over there? Right? So I think he holds that even though most of the Jews weren't there, but if they would have fallen over there, it would have caused an outbreak of war all over the world. Because it emboldens them. It emboldens the anti-Semites. So it was a national situation.
That's why the Gemara doesn't give that reason
Right. Doesn't say that what by Megillah. It says you don't say halal, it's because the Megillah is like halal. It doesn't say you're not chayiv and halal. So then apparently that was the case, Sichaim, that would be like case with chayiv and halal. Or Chanukah, the institute and halal. Right. Chanukah is a little different. Chanukah is for the nace too. Chanukah is for the nace. But anyway. So that's his svar over here. That's what that Gemara is talking about. That Gemara is talking about the Hilchos Chanukah. How to establish a halal. He's saying you really can't do it on an individual or even a smaller plane. But why if you did it, should you... What does he mean, vim hischil? What does that mean? One time? That means one time? They did it once? Doesn't mean they can keep doing it and doing it, right? He means that one time, they shouldn't say it, but if they do, they can finish with a bracha. See, he never has a case of making saying halal without a bracha. He never has that case. It's always with a bracha. Halal is always with a bracha. See, even he says there's no reason. Even him, he says lo yaschil levarech, and then what should he do vim hischil chosem? Meaning to say it's only a bracha question. If there was no bracha at the end, you would never tell the guy. There'd be no reason to say that you can finish the kriyas psukim. There's nothing. There's nothing to talk about.
He has no idea of just reading halal.
Yeah, he says if it's either you're doing a takana of halal or you're just doing psukim. If you're doing psukim, then there's nothing to talk about. If you're doing a takana of halal, then you need a bracha. Right? So when it says, don't start, It means you don't have a right to institute a takana. There's no right al pi takanas halel to create here an entity of halel. But if you did, that means you'd have to start with a bracha. You can finish, which is difficult. Afilu tzibur nikram yachid. Kol echad lo avi kunufi l'chol yisrael yachid nikru. So it means a tzibur, a group decided that there was a sorrow that befell them, and they were saved, and they're moved to say halel, and they say, well, there's a takana, snevim, that anytime there's a tzara and a hatzala, there's a chiyuv halel, and that chiyuv halel would have a bracha. So we think we want to do that. We want to make a bracha and say halel. So Gemara is saying you shouldn't. But if you did, you can finish even with a bracha. That's difficult. That's difficult svara. Is it the takana? Is not the takana? Right. I mean, he seems like he holds that there isn't. His whole thing. He's saying there is an inyan of the inyan of halel exists even apart from the takanas chachamim. Right. Now, some things you say only exist al pi takana, like an erev chatzeros, or erev tavshilin. The whole thing is the whole substance is a takana midrabanan. The whole existence is a takana midrabanan, right? If there wasn't a time where you needed one, it would make no sense to voluntarily. I'm going to make an error. I'll make a bracha on it. It's nothing. It's not a thing. Okay, but halal is not like that. Halal is not like that. Halal is something that has a kiyum deraisa. It has a kiyum deraisa in its own. The only thing is, there's a takana of when you have to do it, and you should not on your own decide when to do it. But he holds if you did it and there was really an ace, it would have a status of a maisa halo. It would have the status of a maisa halo. Yeah, I mean, that's something in the first Shorash in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah. There's a long back and forth. There's a long discussion of it in the Ramban about whether there's an idea of halal midaraisa, right? Whether there's an idea of halal midaraisa, or if it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. So he says, well, how can you say it's midaraisa? I think the Ram calls it the Rabban. He says, how can you say it's midaraisa? It's a psukim from David, right? I think the Ramban goes to show that it's true the Chazal were misaken these prakim, but the institution of a halal is a deraisa idea. Well, there it says they added the bracha, says they right, they added them as they went along. Moshe, Yeshua, right? Was it right? But that's what the Rabbeinu Yaakov seems to hold. There is an idea. The rice of a shelach, because of a personal experience, but midrabanan we limit it to a we don't the saying it's not proper to do that unless it involves Chazal and Tainus are limiting it, but if you did it, it would still have that shame. Okay. Anyway, that's just the side point. That's how he learns that sugya. So then, for him, it comes out that you can learn this whole thing talking about the bracha. Go ahead, let's go right then. Well, let's get to the bracha question. Can you make a bracha in a minute? Go ahead.
Being bracha in a minute.
Okay, so now the main question is, can you make a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh at all? So he says, the Rif says the tzibur does, but the yachid doesn't. And Rambam says there's no bracha at all, even for the tzibur. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Minug. Yeah. So the problem is that it's a minug, right? And the Gemara says in Sukkah that you don't make a bracha on a minug, right? You don't make a bracha on a minug. So go ahead. By a Rava, by the Chavata. And that's a minug. Go ahead.
So, v'in mevarchan al minug, and I'm reading a pasuka, gabei arava chavit.
No, yeah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees with the Ram because he says it's mashma, it's mefurish, it's practically mefurish in the Gemara over there. That you make a bracha because it says don't start. So it must mean with a bracha. Because what's the problem with starting without a bracha? Right? See, I see how things are intertwined over here. What does that mean? Right? Yachid korei bo bracha, b'nachem d'mi d'var, v'yachid korei bo bracha, aval hativ v'tzorach l'varech. Yeah. So the question is, how do you mechalek now between chavata and halil? That's the question. The Gemara says, by chavata, you don't make a bracha, because it's a minug. So halil is also a minug. Correct? Yeah, so what's the answer to that? Yeah. And also he says what? yeah. Go ahead.
What, at the end?
Let's skip to the end, yeah.
Okay. Omer Mori Harav Naru. Dalon Damyan Hadade. Shein Kolam and Hago Shavos. The Gabi Minhag Arava, Dalaka Ella Chavata, Ba Alma. Lomavarchinan. Abo Minhag Dahal El, the Ikashel Hoda, Makom Mavarchin.
So what's the answer? What's the answer?
Different.
It's different.
They're totally different than Hanukkah.
Totally different. But the problem is like this. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? The Gemara says, on their Hanukkah, what do we make? What bracha do we make? Kashir Kshem, Shos of Sivanu. Right? The Gemara says, Heichan Sivanu from Lo Sosor. Right? Heichan Sivanu, because of Lo Sosor. Yeah. So what is the, did we do that last year or no? So the Ram says, what does it mean, Hashir Kshem, Shos of Sivanu, Lalak near Hanukkah? What does that mean? What's the pshat in that bracha? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'zivanu v'adok ne'er shel Chanukah. Right? What's the pshat? You have the Ram again? So the Ram says, the pshat is, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'zivanu to listen to Chachamim. And they told us to light the Chanukah candle. Right? So, I mean, does minug have the status of Asher Kishon Mitzvos V'Tzivanu or not? Right? So Ram holds it doesn't. Lo Sosor is a Tzivoy. Asher Kishon Mitzvos V'Tzivanu to listen to the Chacham. But to follow the minug, apparently, doesn't have the status of a Tzivoy. Doesn't have the status of a Tzivoy. So then all minhagim are the same. You can't say it on any minug.
Why isn't it? Why not Lo Sosor?
Minug is not Lo Sosor. Lo Sosor is Chazal's interpretation and the Takanos.
Yeah, but doesn't this fall into the Takana? Isn't this part of it?
No, this is a minug. It's just a minug. They started in Bavel, huh?
What do you mean it's not a seaboard? Like it's not
to listen to a minug.
Yeah.
It's not in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say. Torah says Lo Sosor. It says listen to the Chacham. Right? So you can say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. Yeah, where's that Ramam? V'tzivanu. What's the tzivanu? Tzivanu is on Lo Sosor.
I saw.
So Ram says the only reason we make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni is kiddush lo yizalzel. Yeah, but what about the ones who are mechalek? Right. Now, is Rabbeinu Yonah really saying you're not making a bracha on the minug? Right? Isn't that what he's saying? He's saying it's not. You're right. In terms of minug can't. How is he learning? Let's get. Saying, what does he mean? Chavata is not enough. What does he mean? Minug arava deleke el chavata ba'alma lomvachinas. What does that mean? It means the minug can't create a new heftza of Torah. Right? Can't create a new heftza of... the minug can be do this action, we do this action. But he's saying the minug won't be able to give it a status of an institution of that's shayach to say it's Tzivanu. It doesn't have any reality outside of this Maisa Minog. And that's the Maisa Minog alone is not Roy to be Mavarachon. But over here he's saying the Minog is to engage a Cheftza of Shevach that already exists. You're not really being Mavarach on the Minog alone. You're not being Mavarach on the Minog can't create an entity that's Shayach for Bracha. But he's saying over here, that's not what it is. It's not an entity of Minog. It's Shevach Odor. That's a universal. That's something that exists, that always exists. The Minog is just telling you to engage it now. The Minog is telling you to do it now.
Why don't you say something along the lines of, because we say how with a Bracha by other...
The Sar Mikutzi has different. It's a different territory. He's saying it really is a cheftza of mitzvah, right? It really is a cheftza of mitzvah, and a tzibur can decide that they want to take upon themselves this thing b'chova, just like a woman can decide she wants to hear the shofar, even though she's not chayav. And if she does, she'll make a bracha, right? But that, I don't think that's what the Rabbi Yonah is saying. He's not saying that. Right. That's like this. That's similar to the Sar Mikutzi. There is a. Yes. What does he mean on mitzvah, though? What does he mean on mitzvah? Right. But I don't think that's what Rabbi Yonah is saying exactly. He's saying it's not that this Hallel is another Hallel, but it's a Maisa Shevach. They really are making their own thing. It really is a new Cheftza. But it's a Cheftza of Shevach Odor. No, it's a Cheftza of Shevach Odor. Now, Shevach Odor is a general idea that's right to be Mevarachon. This is the question. This is the question between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. When you say you're not Mevarachon a Minog, questions like this. Does the bracha go on? Is whether there's a bracha or not dependent on the chova of doing it? Okay, so I can make a bracha shir kshem tosav tzivanu when there's a chova of daraisa, right? Or a chova of the rabbanon. But minog does not have that quality of chova. Okay, the minog does not have the same quality of chov. It's not the same kind of a chov. It's not shayach to say the lashon, asher kishon mitzvosa v'tzivanu, if the cause of doing it is not a chovas mitzvah like the raisa or the rabbanon. Minog does not have that quality. So the bracha goes on, the bracha is on the recognition of the obligation to do it. The bracha is related to the obligation to do it. The other Rabbeinu Yonah is saying the bracha goes on the cheftza that you're involved in. Okay, so he's saying minhag doesn't create a cheftza shel Torah. So if the minhag says do a chavatas arava, you can't call that entity. You can't call that. You can't say that that is now there's another institution in the Torah of Chavata. Asher kisham mitzosif tzvanu al Chavata sarava. Where's the institution of Chavata sarava? Where's Chavata sarava? You have a Baal Tosif problem. Chavata sarava is a new chefza shel mitzvah. No, can't make a bracha. That's what the Gemara and Sukkah is saying. Can't make a bracha on that. Because that would be implying that it has the status of a real cheftza shel Torah. No, there is an institution of minhag to listen to Chazal, to do things, but not. That's what the Rambam has in the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvahs, right? That my father was talking about last year. That there's a problem in instituting derabbanans. They can't make a derabbanan and say we're creating a new cheftza. That would be a Baal Tosif problem, right? So minhag is not saying there's a new cheftza. There's a new guf. There's a new part of the guf of Torah. A new element in the body of halacha. You can say we are knowing that doing this reminds us that it's a good idea to do this. This maisa is something that we deem appropriate, and to not do it would be basically just disregarding our our advice. Right? It'd be disregarding us as Balei Hora and Balei Mestora, who are in a position to decide what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. You understand? That's a different kind of a low sasser. Maybe that's what the Rambam is learning. It's a different kind of a low sasser. It's a low, it's like a makash magidea low sasser. You know what I mean? You're not recognizing them as people as Balei Mestora. If you did, you would take you would follow their niyug. Correct? But it doesn't create a chepza of Torah. But if what they're telling you to do is shevach, he says shevach is something that does exist in the institution of Torah already. So it's something that's shayach to say brachon. In other words, they can say here is appropriate to be mishabeach. And an appropriate shevach has a kiyam in the Torah, has a kiyam d'oraisa. So in terms of the cheftza, it's possible to make a bracha even if it's a minhag. When the Gemara, that's the question. When it says you don't make a bracha on a minhag, does it mean because the bracha goes on the chovas maisa, and a chova al pi minhag is not shayach for a bracha? Or is it saying can't be mevarich on a minog where the institution is a chefza shel minog? But he's saying over here the institution is not a chefza shel minog. Here the institution is shevach, right?
Because shevach already has an entry.
Therefore, I can say that there's that in the realm of mitzvah, this is a recognizable. In the eyes of the Torah itself, this is a recognizable entity. Emishabeach is a recognized institution already. A chovet arava is not. A chovet arava in the eyes of halacha has no status. But a mishabeach is shevach hoda does. Shevach hoda does. That's right. The minhag is saying, here it's appropriate to engage this chefza. So if Chazal are telling you, if Chachamim are saying that here is appropriate for this entity, see, the problem with minhag is not that they don't have the authority to tell you to do it. They do. The problem with the minhag is that there's no entity to be mevarich on. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning. Problem: the deficiency in minhag is not in the requirement to keep it. Yeah, it required to keep the minhag too, just like you're required to keep it the rabbanon. The problem is the bracha is chal on the cheftza, and if there's no shame in the cheftza of an entity of mitzvah, then it's not shaykh to make a bracha on that cheftza. It says if they just take a new maisa and tell you you should do this, that can't have the shame of mitzvah. So it can't be mosif a new entity, a new category. You have to listen to them. Even according to the Torah, you have to listen to them. But the bracha is there's no chefza for the bracha to be chalon. But if the thing that they're obligating you in doing is an entity of shevach hodah, which has an existence in halacha, then there's no problem. Yeah. That's a different sugi. You mean about being misakein? He doesn't learn that gemara of lo yaskil talking about being misakein. He doesn't learn that Gemara is talking about how to be misake in a. Who's Rabbeinu Yonah himself? Can't make a bracha. In general, you can't make a bracha on a cheftza shel minog. On an entity shel minog. Like the minog for the kala to walk around the chasin seven times. You can't make a bracha on something like that. Oh, so for halal, the tzibor. The tzibor he always makes bracha. It was really like the Rambam, that they were misakein the thing, but tzibor, right? And with a limitation on the yachid. The only question, the only difference between him and the Rambam, between the Rif and the Rambam, is whether the thing that they were misakein is it shaykh to make a bracha on. So they were never misakein the yachid to say it. So he wouldn't, so the yachid wouldn't make the bracha. But the cheftza of the tzibur is an entity of shevach. So it has the character of obligation from minhag, and the cheftza is an entity of Torah.